This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. The Chicago-based progressive atmospheric prog rock band Moon has reference points that could include Superchunk, Radiohead, Rush, and even the now Bloomington-based punkers Poster Children. Moon plays Night Shop in downtown Bloomington Friday night. We caught up with Moon drummer Chris Schneeberger via Skype and discovered the ardent Rush fan was interviewed for a Netflix documentary at his very first Rush fan convention.
I went kind of thinking, oh, this will be a laugh. I like this band. I'm going to go see him in Toronto. And I didn't even wear a Rush shirt, which I realized, like, that's, like, illegal at a Rush convention. Old one not wearing a Rush shirt and trying to be kind of like Mr. Cool indie rock guy. And then I realized right away, if I thought I was going to be just, like, kind of chuckling at all the Rush geeks, that I was a Rush geek, you know, to the core. And I had a lot of fun. And it was kind of almost like going to group therapy where I was among my kind that shared my same affliction, and we could share about it.
Okay, well, let me go there, because there are people who hate Rush. There are people who love Rush. There aren't a whole lot of people in between. To those people who don't get Rush, what are they missing?
You know, I'm not going to try to convince someone who dislikes them to like them, but I can tell you what I really enjoy about them. They embody sort of three qualities that I like in most of the music I like. They're heavy, they're melodic, they're propulsive. They're incredibly good players at their instruments as well. I like Geddy Lee's voice, but that's a definite like divider for people. There's some people that just can't stand the high vocals. They are, for me, they're on this like perfect dividing line between rock and prog.
So the voice you're hearing is Chris Schneeberger of the band Moon. We're actually listening to a song from their new album called Extinction. It's called Revolutions. The new album, Extinction, the album title itself, the artwork, portraying a very bleak future and or present. Is this what you're getting at with Extinction?
A little bit, yeah. The title, I think, kind of refers to a little bit of a bleak outlook about the future and what we're heading for, and both in terms of just the overall human outlook, the political outlook in America. I don't want to say pessimists about it, but we're not feeling terribly hopeful these days. I think David, the main lyricist, and myself share a lot of thoughts about, we have a lot of problems that seem almost insurmountable at this point. So there's a bleakness in that sense, but I think there's actually a lot of hope on that record too. The songs kind of alternate from considering bleak outcomes, but also hopefully inspiring the listener to not give up. You know, the artwork is my own photography. I am, in my kind of regular day life, professor of photography at Columbia College and the College of DuPage. And my work as of the last few years has been embracing the farmscapes of Illinois, in particular a town called Paxton, which you may have heard of. It's not too far from Champaign.
Yeah, a little bit north of Champaign-Urbana. Okay.
I've been photographing these like extremely flat landscapes in the winter, when you can just see for miles and miles, even if you're, you know, standing height off the ground. I like sullen winter skies, and so that album cover has a little bit of a post-apocalyptic kind of feel to it. If you listen to a song like Siberian, and I think it's the third track on the record, that's probably the song that for me most embraces that kind of...
Well, hold that thought, Chris. Let's play a little bit of that right now. Let's play Siberian from the album Extinction by the band Moon.
A lot of our songs begin with kind of instrumental jams, and this was kind of built on a little shuffle pattern in three that I was playing around with. But at some point, we kind of developed this swirling but slightly dark atmospheric part. So a lot of times when we record a practice track, and I send it out to the guys digitally, I'll just put on a name that pops into my head. And the bleakness of this song, I kind of thought Siberian. I think it was actually originally called Siberian Dawn. And like you, I have a hard time sometimes discerning what the lyrics are audibly, and David doesn't generally make a habit of writing them down for us. But there's a refrain in the song that says something to the effect of, what if your children got blown away like Siberian snow? I can't speak for David, but when I hear that lyric, I think of school shootings and other things that seem to be a bleak future for the youngest generation and the possible loss of that innocence.
The song is Siberian from the album Extinction from the band Moon. Chris Schneeberger, drummer in the band, songwriter, and the man who puts the artwork together. I hear also that you are an old acquaintance of Rick and Rose of Poster Children.
Yeah, I've known Rick and Rose for a number of years. I became a fan of their band when I was in graduate school at Indiana University. They quickly became one of my favorite bands, still are. I will travel to see them. They're probably sick of seeing me show up at shows in the front row, but I'm always there pogoing along, singing along. And, over the years, I've gotten to know them. It started off with a listserv, an internet group that they used to run that kind of formed a little fan community. And then just seeing them at shows and sometimes just bumping into them on visits to Champaign, where they used to live. And we've become friends over the years, and I really value that quite a bit.
Yeah, they're cool people because we're claiming them now in Bloomington as their professors at Illinois State University, so we see them all the time. They were early adopters to technology and the whole DIY band ethic back in the late 80s through the mid-90s. Were you as well when you were doing music back then?
Not on the forefront the way they were. I mean, they're the first band I knew of that had a website, that did tour diaries, that did what later became known as a podcast. They had what we called back then an internet radio show. And I think it may even be the longest continuously running podcast, period.
How did you combine, say, the old and the new technologies? What were you doing, photography stuff then?
Yeah, I was in photography and probably early, working in film and darkroom stuff, but adopted digital photography pretty early on. And I've been teaching photography in a digital capacity for quite a number of years. Designed websites pretty early on. I think straight out of grad school is around late 90s or so. I was doing a little bit of web design. In fact, here's one in connection to Poster Children. I remember years ago they had a contest to see who could design the coolest fan site. And I designed this really interactive website and won their contest. And the funny thing is the prize that I won was a Rio player, and this is like a precursor to the iPod. It could play this new format called an MP3.
There's Light, and here is a song you're hearing from the band Moon. It's from their latest album called Extinction. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You were talking about the pessimism of the album. This one seems, at least musically, to be a little more optimistic. It's certainly more pop-friendly.
Yeah, I mean, again, David's lyrics are somewhat oblique and elusive at times, but I think it's discovering some kind of luminosity in one's life and finding that there's a hope, that there's a light and something to be celebrated.
All the songs on this album are some combination of very heavy, groove-oriented, buried lyrics, as we were just talking about. But there's also a melodic quality to what you're doing with Moon. Is that important when writing this kind of music?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, and I said this before when I described Rush, three things that are important to me in a band or music that I write is that I want it to be heavy, melodic, and propulsive. I like a heavy energy. It doesn't mean it's going to be like thrash metal or something, but I like to have a little crunch in the guitars and a little, some serious volume to things. But if it doesn't have a melody, then it just kind of leaves me cold. And David is a brilliant melody writer. It's one of my favorite aspects of the band, is hearing what comes out of his mind and out of his fingers on that fretboard. A well-written pop song is, you know, it's popular for a reason. It gets people's attention, gets people's ears. Now, we're not writing any kind of like bubblegum pop kind of tunes, but if you don't enjoy listening to it, what's the point?